K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, it's Chase.
Hey, Chase, what's
up? Chase, what's happening?
Well, you know, I met this girl, Mandy, at the dentist office.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I don't usually expect stuff like that to happen.
What, was she like anyway, your hygienist or something?
Yeah, she was my hygienist.
Nice.
Anyway, it was pretty cool. Got to take her out. We went to the House of Thai in Beaver Creek.
Ooh.
Nice.
And, I don't know. We had a good time at dinner. She seemed to like me.
What, just nothing back? Haven't heard from her? What's going on?
What happened?
No, I haven't. Well, afterwards, I took her to a movie. Yeah, she got really quiet, and I haven't heard back from her. Oh. I haven't heard from her since.
And her name's Mandy, the hygienist?
She didn't really say anything after we left, or after we got to the movie.
Maybe the tie wasn't sitting quite right.
Maybe it's because he doesn't listen very good.
I don't know. I liked it.
That's okay. You liked it. That's all that matters. So, all right. So you want us to call Mandy, see if we can figure out what's going on here, Chase?
Yeah, let's see what she's got to say.
Okay.
All right. Hold tight, okay? We're going to get her number here. So hold on just a second.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
That just doesn't make sense to us, you know? I mean, Chase, because it sounds, I mean, you know, you probably have seen her as a hygienist a lot, right?
My first time in there.
Oh, it was. Oh, man, going out with a bang.
Yeah, really.
Seriously. All right, so good job on the tie, though. I mean, it's a little different. Never heard of that for a first
date.
That's exotic, right?
Yeah.
It's exotic.
Yeah, I want to find out if I can go back to that dentist office.
Oh.
Well, you know, that would be important.
Okay, well, hold on a second here. We'll finish dialing her number, and we'll find out what's going on.
Good.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Insurance Beaver Creek. This is Jacob. Can I help you?
Oh.
Jacob, did you say?
Yeah.
We were actually trying to reach, I think, somebody else. We were looking for somebody named Mandy.
Oh, she's a hygienist. Let me see. She might be in an appointment. No, she's not. Can you hang on a second? I'll go get it.
Okay, thank you.
This is Mandy. How may I help you?
Oh, Mandy, we're sorry. We didn't mean to call you at work.
We had no idea we were calling a work number.
Do you have a few minutes?
Hi.
Yeah, there's two of us on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
Oh, hey.
You're not in the middle of a cleaning, are you?
No. No, we're slow right now.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. So we got a call from somebody we understand you went out on a date with. How was your tie?
Oh.
With a patient.
Yeah, that a-
Oh! So you know Chase.
Yeah. Did he ask you to do this?
Well, he called us.
He did. He was trying to figure out what's going on. He said you got kind of quiet at the movie theater and hasn't heard anything from you and was just kind of curious if he could even come back there.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, he's such a sweet guy until you're in the car with him. Like, I seriously hope I never see him on the road. He made me feel so uncomfortable. And, like,
is he just a bad driver?
Like, dinner was great and everything, okay?
Yeah.
And then when we were driving to the movie, he would not stop flipping off, like, every car he would pass. Every time we would pass a car, he would flip them off. Or, like, he would reach over when we passed them on the other side, and he would, like, reach over me to flip them off through my window. Like, he was totally bipolar. Like, once he got into the car, he was just, like, a huge jerk. I don't know. He's just totally bipolar. Like, ugh.
So, did he, like, do this just one time, flipping somebody off?
No, it was a whole car ride. He was driving like 10 miles per hour over the speed limit the whole time.
Was he cussing?
He was just like a scary road raging driver.
Did he get mad and was he like cussing at him too?
Yeah. Oh.
So is this like every single car you would pass, even if they were doing nothing wrong?
Yes. It was so bizarre. It was like he was completely bipolar. And then, like, when we got to the movie, I was terrified, you know, when we pulled into the parking lot. I'm like, Jesus, what's going to happen next? And speaking of Jesus, we even passed this church bus filled with old ladies and even flipped them off.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Did they see?
Seriously, I hope not. You know what? They might have.
Was he, like, honking the horn, too?
Not when he passed the church bus, but he did honk the horn other times.
Oh, my God.
But he was pressing the gas, like, up, down, brake, gas. It was horrifying.
Sounds like a constant road rage.
Whiplash.
Yeah.
Well, he sure didn't sound like that when he called in, I'll tell you that.
No, and that's the totally bizarre thing, is, like, he, you know, he came into where I work at the office. You know, he seemed like a completely sweet, nice guy. Yeah, so it was just completely bizarre that, like, you know, he's super nice when I met him, you know, at the dentist's office, and then he was just a complete psychopath on the road.
F you.
Oh!
That was not us.
There is F another it. Party on the line.
That's Chase.
Oh, God.
F it, I'm
Hi,
done.
Chase.
So what's the deal, Chase?
Yeah, I mean, they were driving so slow. Everyone drives so slow. F it. F it.
He kept saying that in the car. F you and F it.
Like the real word or just F you?
No, just F.
Chase, do you have road rage problems?
What's up, dude?
I get frustrated when I'm driving. People drive so slow.
Even a church bus?
Everyone.
Yeah, the church bus, man.
Church bus. Too slow. Yeah, Mandy, I want to tell you something. You've never driven in New York. You don't know what it's like. That's how we drive.
With the F you and F it,
right? Yeah.
Right, F you.
Okay, but we're in Ohio now, so I think you got to adjust to your surroundings a little bit better there.
Sorry, I didn't know there would be so many slow drivers.
So it's only when you're driving, right, Chase?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only time there's so many people in my way.
All right, because she said you were great at dinner and everything, but...
Maybe he won't have to drive, Fry.
Okay, this is a great way to prevent that from happening. Mandy could drive on maybe the third date, but for a second date, if you both agree right now, we'll get you a limo, we'll send you out to eat, maybe find a concert to send you to, something like that, if you guys both agree right now.
No way. I don't even want him coming back into the dentist's office again.
Oh. Well, at least you only went there once.
You know what, Mandy? F you. F it.
Okay, then. Well, I think this is another successful second date, right?
Well, thank you, Mandy, for taking the phone call while you were at work. Again, sorry we didn't realize we were calling your actual office.
Hey, no problem, guys.